No need for a double dose of permits. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, more regulation doesn't mean better regulation, and farmers and ranchers are worried about a court order that doesn't consider that. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller reports.
Farmers, ranchers, forest managers, state agencies, and many others are asking Congress to clarify that pesticide use is already strictly regulated and doesn't need a new set of permits to cover something that's already being done.
We don't think that makes any sense. We're regulated under one statute, and we should not be regulated on another statute because it's costly, it's burdensome, and it provides no additional environmental benefit.
American Farm Bureau regulatory specialist Tyler Wegmeyer says the new permits are called for by a court ruling called National Cotton Council versus EPA, which goes into effect on April 9th.
This applies to all farmers and ranchers that have a chance to get pesticides into water. If you're a crop farmer and you spray next to a riverbank, you potentially could have to get a permit. But it goes way beyond agriculture as well. It goes into mosquito control districts, goes into forestry. It goes into local and state municipalities when they spray parks and right-of-ways and ditch banks.
But Wegmeyer says there's another problem. The federal government hasn't created the permit that may soon be required.
Come April 9th, which is only weeks away, what are they going to do? I mean, it's the big question mark. We don't know if they have to get a permit. When you ask me, well, who's going to have to get a permit? Well, I really don't know, truly, and that may sound crazy, but we really don't know because they haven't put out a permit, and it's really gray area.
And states, for the most part, would bear the burden of enforcing the new regulations. Wegmeyer says that's why Congress needs to pass legislation to clarify that those extra permits aren't needed before that April 9th deadline.
I think both sides of the aisle understand that this is something that needs to happen.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And farmers shouldn't have to get a second permit to apply pesticides when they already have a permit to do that. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.